And positive emotions and painful emotions often flow through the same emotional pathways. And when we're limiting one, we're very often limiting the other. So if we open up the pathways, give ourselves the permission to be human, give ourselves the permission to cry when we're sad or ecstatic, that very often opens up, makes it more likely that we experience positive emotions as well. Paradoxical, but this is the paradox of the permission to be human. When we give ourselves the permission to experience painful emotions, we're more likely to experience the positive emotions. Mindfulness, being present. A lot of times when we're listening to music, for example, really listening to music, not just having it as a background while text messaging, doing homework, and talking to our friends. But when we really listen to music that we love, very often we have a peak experience, being present. According to Maslow's research, these are two of the most likely areas where we can experience the peak experience. And by the way, this, I believe, is innate. You know, even I see with Shirelle, my one-year-old daughter, you know, when there is music, when we dance, she laughs. This is not something we taught her. I think we're born with this inclination for music and dance. We need to take time for that. Having a meaningful goal, when we're on purpose, when we're doing things that we love to do, when we're doing is meaningful and significant to us, we're much more likely to experience peak experiences.